international global accounting of who owes who. Who is a debtor and who is a creditor? You know, the third world nationalist movements put it on the agenda, the Pan-African movements of the 1950s and 60s, and that conversation was interrupted with tremendous violence of coup d'etats, and it was pushed off the agenda and it was replaced with neoliberalism and debt bondage. In 2001, there was a meeting in South Africa about racism, and the Global South came to that meeting and said, we want to talk about the debts that are owed to the Global South from colonialism and slavery. You are the debtors, and we are the creditors. And that meeting took place on September the 9th, 2001. On September 11th, that conversation ended dramatically. And here, once again, because this is the conversation that can never be stopped, it will emerge and emerge and emerge because it's the truth. We are the debtors. They are the creditors. This has the possibility to carry with it a massive transfer of wealth from north to south, a possibility of healing the deep, deep inequalities that carve up our world. This is not nothing that is happening in the Bella Center. It's not nothing when the head of the G77 says $10 billion is not enough to buy the coffins to bury us. Do you think that's more important than breaking a window? I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.